Chazor is the Shabbat Chazor Shagam of Yehuda Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey. Zok the Gemara Brisa says the pasuk says Priei Todah, which teaches that what's meant is the fruit of the tree whose branches taste like its fruit. From here we learn that an esrig is the fruit that must be used. Ve'echem maybe refers to pepper, the pepper like a black pepper spice, as Rami says in a Brisa that its tree tastes like the pepper itself. The Gemara says the mitzvah can't be done with pepper because taking one kernel wouldn't even be noticeable. Taking more than one kernel wouldn't work because the pasuk says pri, which means only one should be taken. The Brisa continues. Rebbe says the pasuk should be read as saying Priates Hadir, the fruit of the corral. This means that just as in a corral there are animals of all sizes and qualities, this fruit must come from a tree that contains many sizes and qualities of fruit. For that, all fruit trees have different size fruits on it. The pasuk is referring to a tree that has the fruit of the old crop still on it when the new crop arrives, which is the esrog tree. The Brisa continues, Rav Avohu says, the pasuk should be read as saying, Priates Hador, which refers to a tree on which the fruit remain from one year to the next, which is the esrog tree. Ben Azai says, the pasuk should be understood as if it says, Idur, meaning water, referring to a tree that needs more than just rainwater to survive, again, which is the esrog tree. Mishnah says Asher v'Shelir Nachas Pasul. The reason it's pasul because it has to be burnt, so therefore it's considered as if it doesn't even currently have the necessary shear required for an esrog. The Mishnah says Shel Orlo Pasul. Rechia bar Oven Arasi argues to the reason why the esrog is pasul. One says it's pasul because it's usher to be eaten and therefore it's not really considered lochem. The other says it's usher because it's not considered to be your money and therefore it's not lochem. Our Mishnah said an esrog of tamei truma is pasul. Now tamei truma may not be eaten, but it's mutter to have anof from it and therefore it is considered to be your money. This is a proof to the view that the reason for the psul is the iser to eat it. Whereas all agree that an esrog used for the mitzvah has to be mut to eat. Machlekes is whether there's an additional requirement necessitating that it be mutter for benefited from as well. Whereas the difference between the shittas is whether one can use an esrog of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, where it may be eaten. According to Rav Meir, who says that Maaser Sheni is considered to be Mamon Gavaya, not the person who made it Maaser. The Gemara says we can prove that Rav Asi is the one who says that one must be allowed to benefit from an esrog in order for it to be valid for the mitzvah, because Rav Asi says that an esrog of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim may not be used according to Rav Meir, but may be used according to Rabbanon, who say that the esrog is considered to be belonging to the one who made it Maaser. The Gemara elaborates on the statement of Ravasi quoted partially above, and where Ravasi said that according to Rav Meir, who says that Maaser Sheni is considered to belong to Hashem, Maaser Mamon Gavoya, an esrog of Maaser Sheni can't be used to fulfill the chiyuv on Sukkos. Matzah of Maaser Sheni also can't be used to fulfill the chiyuv of matzah on Pesach. Dough of Maaser Sheni would be potter from challah. Now, according to Rabbanan, who say that Maaser Sheni is considered to belong to the person, an esrog of Maaser Sheni could be used for the mitzvah, matzah of Maaser Sheni could be used for the mitzvah, and dough of Maaser Sheni would be chayiv and challah. For Ektar of Papa, it's understandable why the dough would be potter according to Rav Meir because the pasuk regarding challah says Ari soy say chem, your dough. The dinner regarding esrog also makes sense because the pasuk says lochem has to be yours. Why can't matzah of maaser be used? It doesn't say matzas chem. Rabbi Shmuel said there's a gzeira shav for matzah to challah to teach. It has to be yours. Zakhmar, maybe we can bring a proof to Rav Asi because Rav Meir says dough of maaser sheni is not chayiv and challah, and the Rabbanan say that it is. Zakhmar, this is the clear proof. What do you mean maybe it's a proof? The Mora says that maybe we can say that since this Brisa says they argue regarding dough of Meiser, maybe they would similarly argue regarding an esrog and matzah of Meiser as well. However, it's possible to say that the Brisa only says that Rami would hold this way regarding dough because the Torah uses the word Ari Soisei Chem multiple times. The Mishnah said Shel Truma Tmeya Psula. The esrog would be possible Zakamara because it can't be eaten. The Mishnah said Shel Truma Tahira Lo Yito. Rav Amin Rasi argues the reason why Truma shouldn't be used. One says because it will become wet from the lulav and thereby become Mukshal Kabal Tuma, making it one step closer to becoming Tamidika Truma, which you're not allowed to do. The other says because handling the esrog over the entire yontif will make the esrog become spoiled, which one's not allowed to do to Truma. The nafkamina between these reasons is where one makes the esrog truma besides the outside peel. The concern for making the whole esrog mukshar still applies. However, the concern for spoilage doesn't because only the peel spoils from the handling. The Mishnah said v'im not l'ksherik. Why? Such an esrog is kosher because it's mutter to be eaten and it's considered to be owned by the kohen who has it. The Mishnah said v'shel demai. V'ek marinali eat demai. So why is Beis an esrog demai could be used? And the Gemara, since if a person wants, he can make all his possessions hefker and thereby become a poor person. In which case Beis Hillel say demai may be eaten is therefore kosher for him now as well. Mishnah said Shel Maaser Sheni Shebi Yerushalayim. More explained, such an esrog should not be used for the reasons given by the different opinion above. Either he'll make it mukshar or he'll make it spoil. V'im not l'ksheira, the Mishnah said, so according to the opinion that an esrog must be mutter to eat, this esrog may be used according to all because it's mutter to eat. According to the opinion that an esrog must be considered as belonging to the person, the Mishnah follows the Rabbanan who say that Maaser Sheni is considered to be mamon hedyet, the mamon of the Baalim. The Mishnah said also chazozis. Chis and Nehemi Rav said, this is only a problem if the boils are in one area of the esrik. However, if they're spaced all over the place, it would be the kosher. If Rav asks, it's worse if it's spread all over, because then the esrik is like spotted all over the place. Zakhmar, if Chis's statement was made regarding the next part of the mission, that said, if the boils only cover a minority of the esrik, it's kosher. On that, Rav Chis said in the name of Rav, that's only if they're in one spot. However, if they're spread all over, the esrik is going to be possible. Even then, Rav said, if there's even the slightest boil on the nose of the esrik, meaning the place where the body of the esrik begins to slant towards the top, the esrik will be possible. The Mishnah said, "Nitla petmasoi." Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said, "This refers to where to when the piece resembling a spice crusher is broken off." The Mishnah said, "Niklaf." Rava says, "If an esrog's outer layer is peeled and the esrog then becomes a reddish color, it's still kosher." In fact, our Mishnah said that a peeled esrog is possible. Mora says, "When the entire esrog is peeled, it's kosher because it's one uniform color. When only parts of the esrog are peeled, it's possible because then it looks like a spotted esrog."